Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yeah, you know him as Eric Foreman from that 70s show. But Topher Grace has been very busy, just about everything. And he's back on your TV Tuesdays at 9:30, 8:30 Central on ABC with a show called Home Economics. Topher, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. Is it economics or economics? I've never figured that out.
You know, nobody ever found out. There's never been really a ruling on that, and no one knows.
I would just like to have somebody in my life that teaches me pronunciation every single day.
Oh, it's actually pronunciation. You're saying it wrong.
Hey, I really enjoyed you on that 70s show. Glad you're back on. But, man, you have made a slew of movies, TV shows. I mean, you've really been busy. I want to ask you about one in particular. When you played David Duke in Spike Lee's award-winning Black KK Klansman. And the reason I ask about that, we're based in Kansas City, so I'm friends with one of the writers of that, Kevin Wilmot. How was that experience?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know Kevin. Wow. Yeah, I mean, he did an amazing job. Oh, man, what a treat making that film was. It was very scary, actually, when we started making it, because there's a lot of humor in that movie, too. So
right.
You know, it's being made by one of the greatest filmmakers of all time. You don't want to touch it. And it is being made by one of the greatest filmmakers of all time and probably the best filmmaker for that material. And, you know, when we made it, I thought it feels very special, but I hope it's embraced by everyone this way. And it was also happening at a time where I really wanted to be able to, you know, go to work and talk about some of these issues that were happening in our nation. And it was very cathartic in that way. And you know, it's funny, I played David Duke in that, and then I played kind of a evil tech CEO in Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Right after. And I remember I was getting only offers for neo-Nazis and white supremacists. And I said, oh, maybe I went a little too far away from that 70s show. It helped me say yes to doing Home Economics.
Well, and that was my reaction, you know, when I saw you in that movie. I was like, that's a guy from the 70s show. What's he? But you did, man, you nailed it. And you also were nominated for a SAG award with that, right?
Yeah, it was one of those great experiences. But when I was on 70s show, it's not that I didn't like doing the 70s show. I loved it. But I really wanted to be able to do other things. I want to be able to do everything and try, you know, big budget movies, small movies, and good guys and bad guys. But there is something to be said about if you're going to have to go to work every day for months on one project, which is what a 70s show or Home Economics is like, you want it to be something that's this much fun and not as challenging as that material, or at least I do. And it also was a tough time. I mean, we started during the pandemic, but man, I'd love to bring something to people that, you know, makes them laugh, makes them feel good. And
makes them think, right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, look, there's a great entry point to the show, which is that we're all kind of adult siblings. I hadn't seen a lot of shows about adult siblings. Which is weird.
No, I have not either. I thought I was fascinated by that.
And on top of it, you know, the fact that one of them is really rich, one of them, my character, is firmly middle class, and one of them is, kind of struggling to get by, already created a lot of humor in that dynamic. But then we found out a couple episodes ago we have another sibling. We always knew the dad had an affair on the show, but we meet the sibling. It's Casey Wilson, who's on Happy Endings, and she's a brilliant comedian. And this Thanksgiving episode, this Wednesday, is like the most incredible. I mean, I had so much fun. It might be the most fun I've had working on a set, because we've established for 3 years this dynamic of this family, and then to enter a new sibling into that family, it was like we were all just having so much fun. It just creates so much awkward humor. It was great.
We're talking to Topher Grace here on the National Defense from, of course, that 70s show, Spider-Man 3, Ocean's 11. Man, you've done some great work. And you talk about that awkward humor on Home Economics. That is my favorite form of humor. Who do you like as far as a stand-up?
Oh, man, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, he's great.
In like a week or something. I'm such a huge fan of his. Really excited to watch not this Crest Rock special, but the next one, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
hear him talk about some stuff.
Right.
I mean, I I love stand up. You know, Shatira Zameda, who plays my sister in law on the show, filmed the special this summer. She used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Oh yeah, right, right.
Not something I would ever try to do. But
I was just going
to
say, have you ever thought about that?
No, I'm not insane. These people who stand up believe. I mean, like at least when I'm doing a show, you know, someone's written something great and then it's edited, and I cannot imagine these people who are so brave to go up there and it's just them in front of the audience. Crazy.
Wow, that's incredible. We're talking to Topher Grace here in the National Defense. Home Economics on ABC is the new project. And you have really, man, a couple of things that I didn't know about you. You played in a War Machine. You're opposite Brad Pitt. And then you're in a movie called Truth with Robert Redford. What?
Yeah, that was, like I said, I went through a period where I really wanted to do stuff that was opposite of what I'd done. And, yeah, those were both back to back. So I got to spend all this time in Saudi Arabia shooting with Brad Pitt, and it was great. We were up in Black Hawk helicopters, and my character, while in the military, is more of kind of like his character's publicist. So anyone watching that, I didn't know what I was doing in a show, and. One of my buddies who was a Green Beret said, like, I popped my collar in one scene. He said, oh, my God, you'd never get away with that. I'm from outside. I'm an outsider in that film. And then for Truth, yeah, it was Cate Blanchett and Robert Redford and Dennis Quaid and Elizabeth Moss.
Oh, wow.
And I love doing those hardcore dramas. And those are both very intense stories based on real things that have happened. And it's great to go do those for a couple months. But I think if you're going to do a show for years and years, you know, I'm a producer on Home Economics, and one of the things I was so excited about was helping the cast come together. Because you wind up spending years, sometimes more time than you're spending with your family.
Right.
And I just love this cast so much. I got to help bring it together, and now I just sit there at this, you know, we have brunch every episode. And I sit there at this brunch table just standing out on them. Like, sometimes I forget to say my lines because I'm, like, kind of just watching them do their thing, or... You know, Jimmy Tatro makes me laugh so hard sometimes I can't finish the take, basically.
We're talking to Topher Grace here in the National Defense. And, you know, you kind of got to that place. We had Daniel Radcliffe on the show, and you got into that place that you've earned your place to do kind of what you want now in terms of projects and different things like that. And that's got to be kind of a cool feeling, right?
Yeah, you know, it's still a lot of work. And one of the reasons I was excited to do this show is because I wanted to do more on a show that I'd be a part of, you know, because I have acted on a TV show before, and this has been really interesting. And by the way, a lot of the cast does. Jimmy Tatro, like I said, who plays my brother, he just directed his first episode, and Carla's going to be directing an episode. And it's great to be on one of these shows again, but kind of working a different capacity on it.
That's pretty cool. Well, Topher, listen, thanks for the time. Thank you for the entertainment that you've given us over the years. And best of luck with Home Economics. It sounds like a great show.
Wow, it's so much fun. We're having so much fun. And then I think it bleeds in the show. So people are just watching how much fun we're having making it. You know?
Love it. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.